Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the first Friday of the month, and it's time for Sandra the Plant Lady for the Plant Rant. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. They tell me the sun is going to shine later today, and I always like it better then.
I know. We had that cold snap, and now we're back to just wonderful weather.
That cold snap was enough, though. I don't need any other examples.
Well, it's kind of funny. As much as I always promote everyone getting outside and enjoying nature, yeah. I have to admit, I did a little bit of hibernating. My daily walks and things like that were not happening. When it's dangerous to be out or,
yeah,
you know, I wanted to run some recycling, and I thought, it's not worth it. If the car breaks down, like, the recycling can wait, you know.
Exactly.
Who wants to stand out there in the wind dumping that off? Well, anyway, I have a great show lined up for today. I am super excited. We have such wonderful people in our community, and I had so much fun interviewing people for today's show. So, but on one note, a little bit of a lighter note, I don't know anything, but on a sad note, I guess there's some sad news. So Tana, the friendly forager, who I've talked about many times with her different classes and things that she offered, her husband recently passed away unexpectedly. But she, and of course, you know, we live in a small community, so then talk moves around. So she really wanted me to make sure that everyone knows she is moving forward with her classes that are scheduled, which I will talk about. She's got a few through Community Ed and then her Bountiful Backyard Gatherings, which we've talked about before. So she will be continuing to offer her classes. And the one thing that I discovered that is new that she did that I just think is the coolest. So if you're not interested in, like, her backyard gatherings, you go normally to her place, or she can have you to her. No, that one, she comes to your place, and you go around and find things. And then she has an add-on to that where she'll offer you a 30-minute hands-on session with cooking and or, like, folk medicine making session. So she'll come to your place so you can find things to wildcraft and harvest out of your yard, which I think is great. And then there's her foraging for real. I was getting that mixed up in my mind. Her foraging for real, which are 9 2-hour sessions, and they're Tuesdays, May through September. And there you mainly go to her property, and then she'll teach you how to use it as food or healing salves, tinctures, teas. And actually, it was last March when I had the eco-herbalist Teresa Wolf on, and she talked a lot about the salves and the tinctures and those things. So if you want to learn how to make those yourself and from things that you can find right in our local woods here, those foraging for real classes would be perfect for that in addition to the food. And then with her community ed, she's got a cooking with wild food class and a kombucha making class, which are both offered through the Frederick Community April.
What's kombucha or whatever?
So kombucha is a, you start with what's called a SCOBY, which is like a live, it almost kind of looks like a little pancake, like a little mushroom or something. But you start with that and use black tea and you use sugar. And then in this class, she's going to teach folks how to do some, like, flavored kombucha. And I made it before in the past, and it's really good. It's really nice in the summer because it gets fermented. And it doesn't, it has a teeny, teeny, it's not, it doesn't create alcohol. Just a very, very, very small amount from the fermentation. But it's really good for your digestion. And it tastes good, too. Once you get started, though, you the starter gets bigger each time. And, like, right now, I'm interested in this because I've been wanting to make some kombucha, but I don't have the starter anymore. And I know, I think Wildflower, I understand that you can get starter at Wildflower.
Sure.
So, but if people are interested in that, it's a really good, especially in the summertime, because it gets a little bit sparkly and super good for your digestion. I mean, you can buy the bottled stuff now in the store and that, but I don't feel that that's the same or didn't seem as good as when I was making it.
Well, there is something about doing it yourself that makes it better.
Yes. Yes, and it's just, and something that hasn't been sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
Shipped from who knows where, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yep.
Then Okay, so I wanted to get through her classes and things and then get to this coolest thing that she is doing, that a new offering called Taming Wild Foods with Tana.
Oh.
She started last winter. She subscribed to an art program where every month she would get a kit in the mail with paints and paper and instructions for creating a watercolor. So she loved getting something in the mail, and then she liked how she felt motivated when she got it, and then she, you know, took time to do the painting. So it inspired her to offer a program. She's only offering 10 of these, to do a six-month subscription that you can be motivated to safely learn and cook about wild foods in your own home. So during the spring, summer, and fall, she's going to collect the wild edibles, and then she's going to she's going to dehydrate them. So you have a shelf-stable sample. And then each month she'll send you, and I'm reading this, one wild and delightful edible surprise in the mail. So starting April, ending September, for a total of six packages. And then she's going to include an email link for a short video of her showing how to use to cook the food, to use the food in your everyday cooking. And it's very reasonably priced. I mean, she's got it's less than $10 a month, and so I just think that's a great deal to get something in the mail, instructions on how to do it. If you're a person who maybe isn't able to get out in the woods or isn't interested in getting out in the woods, you can sit in the comfort of your own home and do it. And then she's offering, if you sign up by March 15th, you can get one of her original watercolor paintings in the first package.
What a deal.
I just thought that was just the coolest. I've never heard. I mean, you know, there's the CSA farms and you get your box of food and all this. But this is just such a unique idea. I just was excited when I saw it.
You know, you said something that made me feel really good about it, in that it utilizes the mail, mail.
I love the mail, too.
Plus, it also utilizes the other kind of communication with the video.
Yes.
Wow. That's kind of today and yesterday, too.
So, and for folks who don't, you know, maybe don't want to get out or go, you know, do something every month, they can do this and still learn how to use things. And I just thought it was really cool. So
great idea.
She's got a lot of great offerings. What do I have for her contact information here? So you can find, you know, thefriendlyforager.com. She's got all of her information on that. And now I'm trying to, the two classes, the kombucha and the cooking one, are through Frederick Community Ed. And so that number is 715-327-4868. And I'm sorry, folks, for not being more organized here with having the phone number written down. So here we go. To get a hold of Tana direct, 715-491-6422 or tana@thefriendlyforager.com. for email, and on that, the T and the F and the F and the Friendly Forager are capitalized. So, and just keep Tana in your thoughts, everybody, and she's got a big adjustment that's happening right now, so we want to just hold some space for her, too.
Well, that'll help do it.
So, thank you. Well, it is the time of the year that... Well, I'm even more excited about after I interviewed a few folks that hopefully in the future we will have as guests on the radio instead of me trying to convey their words to you. So it is maple syrup time, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And we have just the best people. So I spoke with both Bill Zager from Z Orchard and John Morley from Morley's Maple Syrup. And these two gentlemen are just the nicest. John I've known for years, and Bill I've just gotten to know. I've met just a few times or talked to just a few times. And John Morley, though, I've known for years, and his energy is just contagious. I'm just pumped. So Bill at Z Orchard, he'll be starting his evaporator on Saturday.
Oh.
And so that's just kicking off for him. He's got 1,000 taps. And he said it's just this really unique combination of, like, the temperature and the snow on the ground as far as the flow.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said it's just starting. He says out of about 50 trees there's only about 5 to 6 that actually have sap right now.
Ah.
So, and he said, and this just, it was amazing, because he's like, if the wind blows hard, it doesn't run.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, this is, you know, like, again, life with Mother Nature, you know. These people, they're so passionate about what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Well, you know, our afternoon guy.
So he does, you know, a lot of the folks do what's a reverse osmosis. Now, Bill still does this. He fully cooks his syrup. He doesn't use the reverse osmosis.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of good information on his website, too. So with the fully cooking, it adjusts that amount of water that comes out and things versus the reverse osmosis. I'm not going to get into all that. So, but if people are wanting more information on that, they can get a hold of these folks that I'm going to talk about today and get some information. So,
you know, it's interesting,
Sandra. And then a quote that I took off of Bill's website, a sap run is the sweet and goodbye of winter. It is the fruit of the equal marriage of the sun and the frost. And I just thought that was neat. And then he had some facts, some sugar maple, which I have to say, my favorite fall tree is the sugar maple. Mm. They're so beautiful. That yellow and orange and red all on one tree, and they're just gorgeous. And they're actually our state tree.
That's right.
So, and then an average maple, you get about 20 gallons of sap, which this, people, when you are out shopping for syrup, or if you decide to do it yourself, this is something to keep in mind, because 20 gallons of sap is only 2 quarts.
Yeah.
So 40 gallons is a gallon. So put that in perspective when you're buying that, you know, quart or gallon of maple syrup, and if you get sticker shock, because these folks have really worked hard.
Oh, yeah.
When it's running, they've got to do it. Like, the time is everything, you know? So.
It's interesting, Sandra, that our afternoon guy, Ed Schmidt, is doing that right now. He just tapped his trees yesterday, and he's only doing just for his own use. But he was telling me that he hadn't hardly put the tap in before he got the drill out. It was already running.
Good.
Which indicates the tree is pretty good, you know.
Good. Yes.
But anyway, he only makes, but we've had some of it. He gave us a little jar of their maple syrup at Christmas time, and oh my.
Well, and you realize what a gift it is, because
absolutely.
Think about that. What you get out of, I mean, we go through at my house several gallons of maple syrup a year easily, because, you know, Ryan does a lot of cooking.
Sure.
With it, and uses it as a sweetener in things, you know, in the granola, and I'm trying to think what else he uses it a lot in a lot of different ways, not just on pancakes and that kind of thing. So, you know, and when you think about how much sap, how many gallons of sap it took to get that. So when someone gives you that for a gift, boy, you have to savor that, because
they've got their
time and energy into that. So, yeah, and then the Native Americans, they used to, and I'm getting this, these are facts that I've got off the Z Orchard website. He had some nice information on there, that the Native Americans used, you know, they used to drink it,
mm-hmm.
they used it for syrup, they used it to make candy out of. And Bill is not doing a maple tour this year. Typically, he does that, but he's not. But he's open on Saturdays and Sundays. And if people in small groups want to do a tour to see, you know, where he cooks it and get more information, you can do that when he's open, or you can make an appointment with him. And then he's also he's offering curbside, and he's got his website set up so you can, and I'm sure you could call him directly, too. He's a very nice man. But he's got it set up so you could, like, order and pay online, and then it sends an email to Bill, and then he'll call you, and you can come pick it up.
Wow.
And I just thought that that was great, that people, you know, he's willing to be flexible and with technology these days, that we're able to set that kind of thing up.
And, sure. Well, and everybody has to do it in these times.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, it's whatever they're comfortable with, too.
Yep.
So, but he's willing with people if they're in small groups, and they can come, and he'll do a tour as well. But he just chose to not have a a large event this year. So, and then he had good information. Like, if people are thinking about doing this themselves, he's got the five steps listed on his website, and he's got, so step one, you tap the maple tree, and it says it needs to be at least 10 inches wide, you know, diameter, and that you want to do it on the sunny side of the tree, which makes sense, because it's going to get warm there, and that's when that sap gets running. That's why I'm always lecturing in the fall to wrap your trees so they don't split on that side when the sap starts moving and then freezes, and so, but I digress. I'll remind everyone again. Well, and that reminds me, too. Actually, take your tree wrap off here pretty soon, folks. This is the month. If you wrapped your tree or have a tree guard on, you're going to want to get those off of there now. Don't leave them on all summer, please. It's not good for the tree. Okay. So that's why we call it plant rant.
You get to see it when you sink it.
Step two, hang the bucket spike and with the spike and the hook, or spile, I guess. Spile. Sorry, I can't read my own writing. Spile, which I think is that piece that goes in, like the little spigot guy to get the stuff out. Yeah. And you collect your sap as soon as possible. You process it before it spoils. You want to collect it as soon as you can so it's not sitting out there. And then you boil the sap. So, oh, and here's where I have those statistics. So when it's, because it goes from, it's, goes from 2% sugar and 98% water, and you're cooking it down to 67% sugar and 33% water. So I'm not a math person, but for, you know, for other folks. But that just gives you the, you know, you're getting that sugar just concentrated doing that. And then step five is bottle and enjoy. So, and Bill's just an interesting guy. If you get a chance to go out there, I mean, he's got the orchard, he's got the bees, he's got a lot of stuff going on. And I'm interested, actually, we may have a special guest next month, because Anthony has been doing a bee project for school, and it's actually, it's making a public announcement, and what a perfect opportunity to actually do it for real. And then I would talk to Bill, and, you know, and we started talking about the bees that he has, and it's just, I might need to get, look into that a little bit more and visit with him. And then, you know, last month when I read that beautiful piece of writing at the end from April Aronoff, she's a beekeeper. And if anyone has gotten to visit her website, My Temple Garden, it's just beautiful with the bees, and she's in Northern California and grows roses. And these things look as big as peonies. I mean, we don't have roses like that here.
No,
but we do
no.
have peonies, so we've got that going for us. But, so, yeah, her stuff is just beautiful. So, again, I digress. But another great person that I got to talk with through researching and getting ready for this show is John Morley. And if folks are wanting to try it, to do this themselves, he has all the supplies. He has Morley's maple syrup. He's right in luck. And he's got everything that you need to get started. And he's just, his energy will just inspire you anyways. He's got all the equipment, the taps, the tubing, the bottles, everything. And he's at 141 West 1st Avenue in Luck. He's open Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 12. And then by appointment. And, of course, right now he's quite busy at this time of year. But,
I'll bet.
He was real quick to get back to me when I called about the show, which I really appreciated, especially as busy as he is. But he also is offering curbside and by appointment. And I was so surprised to talk to him. So he said yesterday alone he had 300 customers.
300? Wow.
So I think, you know, everyone's making this move to do more things themselves and do it at home, and they're staying home. And, you know, in this last year, the food, people were panicking about the shelves being empty and all this stuff. So I think it's just part of this move to do things at home, to do things outside, to be more self-sufficient, to be more sustainable. So, he said it's just been, amazing. It's just been great.
Yeah, very surprising.
Well,
me.
And he's had people come from all over. He said his furthest away customer came from Lake of the Woods.
Whoa, really?
So So I just, it was amazing to talk to him. It was just great.
I bet he was excited.
Oh, he's so passionate. He is so passionate. Actually, I have I tried as much as I could to capture this quote from him, because he said, "The passion of the beauty of Mother Nature is what really drives it all."
Wow.
And then he went out to talk about, you know, being out in nature, and that's his happy place, and when the sap is flowing, and it's such a beautiful product, and I mean, just his, like I said, this man's energy is contagious. Maybe he's all hopped up on maple syrup. I don't know, and got all that sugar, his sap running through himself there, but it's just amazing. So his quote was great. So if people want to try it, more than welcome to go and get the supplies from him. He is doing an open house this year. He's not doing a farm tour, but has an open house scheduled on April 10th from 9 to 5. So, and one thing that's neat with, and John, so, you know, we talked about Bill was running 1,000 taps.
Yeah.
Morley's is doing, he's got 12,000 taps.
12,000?
Yes. I don't know when the man sleeps. I can't
really?
Believe he had time to call me back.
Good grief. I mean, those things don't set in a half a second. It takes a little work to get them in.
Yeah.
12,000?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Whoa. I wonder, did he say some of those are multiple in a tree, or are they just single trees?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
That's pretty interesting, because you can put multiple taps in a tree. That much I do know.
I suppose it just depends upon how the size of the tree.
How big the tree, yep. Yep, absolutely. 12,000. My word. And 300 customers? That's incredible.
And that was for people buying equipment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and syrup, too, as well.
Well, sure.
So it sounds like the equipment sales are way up. Well, and what's interesting, so John does some really unique stuff. And he just... So he does a lot of blended syrups.
Oh.
And so he's partnered with 45th Parallel, the distillery in Richmond.
Richmond, yeah.
So he gets these bourbon-aged, he makes a bourbon-aged syrup.
Ah.
So he gets the freshly dumped bourbon barrels from 45th Parallel.
Ah.
And then he makes the syrup in there. And now, this is really cool, so 45th Parallel now is taking the syrup bottles back and aging the bourbon in that and then selling maple bourbon.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So now there's the maple bourbon and the bourbon maple syrup. So so if folks get through to Richmond, you can check that out and try to find that product once that gets rolling, because that sounds like that would probably be pretty tasty to me.
I would think, you know. Wow. But there's a lot of, I hate the term innovation, but there's no other good word for it. There's a lot of that going on these days.
Well, and just partnering local,
yep.
Getting it from 45th Parallel. So he does the blended syrups, the bourbon aged being one. There's an elderberry maple blend, and that he's, the biggest elderberry grower is from Iowa.
Mm.
So he's, but you know, that's close. We're Midwest, you know.
Sure.
He does a jalapeno maple.
Oh, jeez.
And he said that's really good, like on ribs or on cornbread.
Wow.
Or if you're using the smoker, he said to put it on in like the last 5 minutes of cooking. Or use it as a dip, of course, a sauce
sure.
on the side. But I'm thinking for smoking, that would be
wow
really good. he does a coffee-aged syrup. It's aged in coffee beans.
For crying out loud.
Which I think would sound good like in
yeah.
coffee, I was thinking.
Yeah, like, for sure.
He does a cinnamon syrup, a cranberry maple, which he gets the cranberry juice from, you know, the cranberry growers in Toma.
Uh-huh.
So, again, getting it, you know, sourced as local as possible. And he said that's another one that's good as a glaze, like on ham.
Oh, I'll bet.
Or in your oatmeal or on your pancakes. and then he does bulk. He's got bulk maker maple sugar available now, which he has really good maple sugar.
Wow.
He does a maple cream. And then one thing that he does that I've not seen anywhere else that I've had, and I'm normally not into sweets so much, but he does a maple cotton candy.
Really?
And it's so good because he's been at the Baker Orchard for our fall festival.
Sure.
Every year, and so I've gotten, you know, to try his products there, and then they had a vendor one year that was doing mini donuts with the apple cider from the orchard and then putting the maple sugar from Morley's on the apple cider donuts. God, they were so good. I mean, just amazing. And then the cotton candy is good. And normally, like I said, I'm not into that. So if you get a chance to get up to Luck and stop to see him sometime, and he's just got some unique offerings. And
sounds to me like it would be worth a special trip.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's willing to do curbside. So if you don't want to go in and you've heard some of these things you're interested in getting, you could call ahead and come and pick those up. So
wow.
I connected very briefly. I didn't get to talk with Rick at Glenna Farms, but we emailed a little bit. They are moving forward this year with their Maple Fest.
Ah.
It's their 21st anniversary.
My word.
Yeah. So it's Saturday, March 27th, and Sunday, March 28th from 10 to 2. And they're going to have free pancakes, sap to syrup farm tour, something new this year, horse-drawn hay rides.
Ah.
They do some giveaways and some attractions. And then they always do at this event, they accept food shelf donations.
Wow,
so
okay.
Folks, if they want to donate to the food shelf, can bring items that day, and there's usually a box just sitting outside of the store that you can put those in. And they also offer online and by phone contactless shopping if people aren't wanting to go out. So we just, like I said, I mean, Rick, too, at Glenna, he's the nicest man, and his mom I've known for years, and she's lovely and so sweet, and just we have these great people. And I made sure to let each person know, you know, I'm going to be talking about other maple syrup. That's great, you know, and everybody has something to offer. You know, Morley's has such unique blends and, of course, offers, you know, the equipment. And Glenna Farms is just a nice, you know, a nice setting. And then Bill's right in town, and just it's just cool. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's amazing the amount of the number of things like that that we have around the area.
Well, because we live in this beautiful place, we need the trees to have that available, and we're blessed with these awesome native maples that bless us in the fall with their beauty and bless us in the spring with their sap. And you know, it was so funny last year. So when Anthony was very first home from school, we started an outside project of making a trail in our side woods. And we've got a lot of box elder out there, which box elder is actually a type of maple. So the genus for maple is Acer. And here's our Latin lesson, folks. You thought it had went away, but it's back. So Acer negundo is box elder. And you don't normally think of it as mapley, but it's got different leaves and everything. But we had been trimming stuff for this trail. And then one day, you know, sap runs out where you cut it.
Sure.
And it had froze.
Oh.
And so we grabbed one of these little icicles, and it was sweet.
Really?
Yes. So if you can find a sapsicle, I'm telling you, they were good.
Wow.
And then on that note of the Latin lesson here, so the sugar maple is Acer saccharum, and saccharum means sweet or sugared.
Okay.
So, again, these Latin names go together. But what I thought was interesting is Acer, which is the genus, means with a sharp or pungent taste.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And then silver maple is Acer saccharinum, which I thought was interesting because what do we have for fake sugar? Saccharin, right?
Yeah. So somewhere along the line, everything kind of turns together.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Well, and it's you know, it's neat. But, yeah, I hope that folks can either get out and make some syrup or get out and enjoy some fresh syrup this spring and do, you know, if you're comfortable, go do the tour at Glenna Farms. Or if not, set up a private tour with Bill someday at the orchard and get to meet him. And
take advantage of what we have in our area.
Well, yes. Yeah, and then that, like I said, 45th parallel.
Yeah, I know.
Maple,
you're going to head right down there and try that.
The maple bourbon, yeah. I got to go. That'd probably be good in coffee, too.
I'll bet it would. Although
I have actually quit drinking coffee, but if I started again.
Yeah, you better start, because everybody that survives on coffee.
And oh, my God, can you hear how wound up I am now, Bob?
Yeah,
I don't need
coffee. You don't?
I'm drinking some chamomile tea right now.
That's just because you're on the radio, you know.
No, not necessarily.
No, I know.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Sandra.
Well, we did it again.
And you'll do it again next month. Who knows what we'll have?
Well, and it might be bees. I think Anthony might be ready to be on air and talk about bees. So we'll see, and maybe I can get more information from Bill if he's not too...
too busy.
Too busy, which right now,
yeah.
Although I think you're around for that, man. He's
sure.
Got a lot of beautiful things going on there. So,
all right. We'll talk to you in a month.
Thanks, everybody. Happy spring, and I'll be back in a month.
All right. Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.
Sandra the Plant Lady with the Plant Rant on WPCA Radio for this month.